All right, ready to dive into a book that will keep you guessing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
My Sister's Daughter by Liv Constantine.
Oh, this one is
We've got excerpts
so good.
From the book. And I got to say, this story is just full of twists and turns you won't see coming.
Yeah, it really grabbed me from the start, you know?
Yeah.
The way Constantine just throws you into this, like, really intriguing premise.
Absolutely.
You've got Ashley, this successful photographer.
Living a seemingly perfect life.
Right. In Maryland.
Perfect.
And then, boom, she gets news that her estranged sister, Courtney, has died.
I mean, talk about a life-altering event.
Oh, absolutely. And then to make things even more complicated.
Yeah.
Ashley suddenly has to take in her niece, Serena, a teenager she's never met.
13 years old.
Yeah. I mean, wow, what a situation.
You know what really struck me, though?
Was?
How Constantine, like, contrasts these two worlds colliding.
Oh, yeah.
You have Ashley's very comfortable life with her husband, Elliot, and their kids.
Huh.
Luna and Maddox.
Right, a typical family.
But if you, Serena enters the picture carrying all this grief and mystery surrounding her parents' deaths.
It's like a powder keg just waiting to explode.
Seriously, reading those early chapters, I felt that tension.
Oh, for sure.
Like something was bubbling just beneath the surface.
Yeah, and it's not even just the personalities clashing.
Right.
There's this string of unsettling events.
Tell me about it.
Like, you know, a sweater gets damaged, then a necklace goes missing.
Which else?
They even find a razor blade in one of the children's toys.
Okay, seriously.
It makes you wonder, right?
Right, absolutely.
Is this just teenage angst?
Or is there something more sinister?
Way more sinister going on.
You start to question everybody's motives.
Right? Is Luna jealous of Serena?
Could be.
Is Serena secretly harboring some resentment?
Right.
Constantine just plays with your perceptions so well.
Oh, she's a master at that.
Like, just when you think you're starting to understand, Serena Ashley finds a journal.
Yeah, no.
And let me tell you, those entries are filled with disturbing thoughts, anger, a desire for revenge.
Whoa.
It makes you question everything you thought you knew about her.
Yeah, you think you're getting a handle on her, and then...
Nope. Constantine throws you for a loop.
I remember that one journal entry where she talks about wanting to make someone pay.
Oh, yeah.
Chills.
Chilling stuff.
But then there's this other side of Serena.
Right.
Especially in those interactions with Ashley's son, Maddox.
Yeah, she's not all bad.
It makes you wonder, is she really capable of something so dark?
Yeah, that's the brilliance of the book. Constantine doesn't give you easy answers.
I like that.
Keeps you guessing, constantly shifting your suspicions from one character to another.
It's like a game.
It is.
Trying to figure out who's behind it all.
And just when you think you're getting close, she changes the rules.
I was hooked from the moment Ashley decides to go to Serena's hometown,
Pennsylvania,
to investigate her past.
Talk about opening a can of worms.
Seriously.
Ashley's conversations with Serena's teachers, the guidance counselor.
Don't forget the detective.
Oh, yeah. The detective who investigated her parents' deaths.
Paints a very different picture of Serena.
It's like a puzzle with a bunch of missing pieces.
And every clue just leads to more questions.
It does.
Like that chilling detail about how Serena reacted when she found her father's body.
Ooh, that sent shivers down my spine.
The more Ashley learns, the more she starts to doubt everything.
And everyone.
Including her own husband, Elliot.
You can't even trust your own family.
Right.
That's what makes this book so gripping.
And then there's that incident at the Girl Scout camping trip.
Oh, gosh.
Remember?
It's terrifying.
Someone is intentionally trying to harm Luna and her friend, Molly.
It makes you wonder if Serena's really gone off the deep end.
And then you've got that overheard conversation between Luna and Serena.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
I know, right?
Yeah.
It makes you question their whole relationship.
Are they friends? Enemies?
Frenemies?
Or something even weirder.
Constantine is a master at weaving together these seemingly small details.
Which later
becomes
super important.
Just when you think you've got a grasp on things, bam.
The paternity test results.
It changes everything.
It's the kind of twist that makes you want to go back and reread everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. To see if you missed any clues.
Like, how did I not see that coming?
It makes you reevaluate every single character.
Every interaction.
Every detail.
You're brilliant writing.
From that point on, the tension just keeps ratcheting up.
Every page is a nail biter.
You are on the edge of your seat.
Wondering how it's all going to end.
It's like riding a roller coaster in the dark.
And Constantine just throws you another curveball.
Oh, tell me about it.
The way she delves into those complex family dynamics. The secrets we keep.
And the impact of trauma.
It's what sets this book apart from your average thriller.
It really makes you think.
About your own life.
About the people you trust.
The masks we all wear.
Okay, we should probably stop there before we give too much away.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil the fun.
We want to leave you with enough intrigue.
To make you.
To dive into this book yourselves.
Yeah.
But trust me, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
The journey from this point forward is a wild ride.
Buckle up, because you're in for a roller coaster of emotions.
Full of shocking revelations, betrayals.
And a fight for justice that will leave you breathless.
So if you're looking for a book that will keep you up all night.
My Sister's Daughter.
Is the one for you.
We've barely scratched the surface.
But we'll be back.
With part two.
To delve even deeper into the themes and characters.
And without spoiling the ending, of course. So that paternity test reveal.
Oh, man.
Really throws Ashley for a loop.
Talk about a shot. I mean, she's trying to solve this puzzle.
Right.
Figure out if Serena's a danger to her family. And then suddenly,
boom,
her own husband might be the biggest threat.
Talk about a twist. Constantine really knows how to keep you on your toes.
You think you're reading one kind of story, and then it becomes this whole other thing.
Exactly. It's not just about a mysterious niece anymore.
Right. It becomes about deceit and the secrets we keep from the people we love.
Even the people closest to us.
It really makes you think about how well you can ever truly know someone.
Absolutely. Even your own spouse.
So how does Ashley respond to this bombshell?
She doesn't just crumble. She's not that kind of character.
She's tougher than that.
Way tougher. She channels all that grief and anger
yeah.
and turns it into action.
That's what I like about her. She's not a damsel in distress.
No way. She's a fighter.
She's a photographer.
That's right.
So she's trained to observe.
Pick up on those little details.
Which is where her plan to expose Elliot starts to take shape.
She knows she can't just accuse him.
Right.
She needs proof.
And she knows Elliot.
Inside and out.
So she uses that knowledge to set a trap.
This is where the book really turns into a psychological thriller.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Elliot's walking into this situation totally clueless.
And Ashley's risking everything to get the truth.
Reading that part, I was so nervous for her.
Me too. My heart was pounding.
Constantine just has that way of making you feel like you're right there with the character.
Like you're part of the story?
Exactly, feeling all their fear and determination.
Okay, so the confrontation scene between Ashley and Elliot.
Intense.
So intense.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much away, but the way she corners him.
Forces him to confess.
It's brilliant.
It really shows her strength and resilience.
And she uses technology to record his confession.
Just a simple everyday object.
It's like she's one step ahead of him the whole time.
It's a classic case of brains over brawn.
You might expect some big dramatic showdown.
But it's her planning that brings him down. It's so satisfying to see justice being served.
Absolutely. And to see her transform from this woman in doubt to someone who takes control.
But even though Elliot is arrested, it's not really over, is it?
No, the emotional fallout is huge.
This revelation impacts everyone.
Especially her kids, Luna and Maddox.
They're the innocent victims in all of this.
It's a reminder that even when the bad guy is caught, the consequences linger.
There's relief that he's been stopped.
But there's also sadness for all the betrayal and broken trust. It makes you wonder, can they ever truly heal from this? You know what stuck with me after finishing this book?
What's that?
Serena.
Oh, yeah. She's a fascinating character.
It would have been so easy to just make her this, like, stereotypical troubled teen.
Right. The one who's acting out because of her past.
Constantine does something way more interesting with her.
Oh, yeah.
She gives us this, like, really multi-layered portrait of a girl who's been through a lot.
And we see her through Ashley's eyes at first.
Which is already colored by Ashley's own relationship with Courtney.
So we have to kind of unravel Serena's story alongside Ashley.
Right. It's like peeling back these layers to try and understand what's really going on with her.
And Constantine slowly reveals the truth about Serena's past.
The abuse. The events that shaped her.
That part where she describes finding her father's body.
Oh, gosh. I know.
It just breaks your heart.
It makes you realize how much she's been carrying.
All by herself.
But even with all that, she's not just defined by her trauma.
Right.
You see these moments of resilience.
Like her protectiveness of Maddox.
And her attempts to connect with Luna.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Those scenes between Serena and Maddox were some of my favorites.
They form this really unique bond.
I know, it's like they're both trying to figure out where they fit in this new family.
And it shows how, even in the middle of all this chaos, kids can find solace in each other.
It's like they understand each other in a way the adults don't.
Kids often see things more clearly than we give them credit for.
So true. As Ashley starts to see Serena for who she really is, Their relationship changes.
It's not an easy process, though.
A lot of hurt to work through.
But there's also forgiveness.
And this growing understanding between them.
It shows that healing is possible even after the worst betrayals.
That ending, though.
Without giving anything away.
So good. It's beautifully done.
You see these characters finding a way forward together.
Building a new kind of family?
It left me with this sense of hope, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even after experiencing the darkest parts of humanity, love and compassion can still win. It's a powerful message.
This book is definitely a must-read for thriller fans.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's also so much more than that.
It makes you think about Secrets, forgiveness, and the resilience of the human spirit.
If you haven't read it yet, I highly recommend checking it out.
You won't regret it.
So that wraps up our deep dive into My Sister's Daughter.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And that we've given you enough to make you want to read the book for yourselves.
The real journey awaits within those pages.
Until next time, happy reading.